Hello, welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
But this is all for fun.
Yeah, for entertainment purposes only, gang. You can't
sue us.
You can't take this to the bank. Unless you're banking on spiritual gold, which we'll get to in just a little bit. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, maybe I should introduce my partner over here, Ben.
And I will introduce my partner, Brian.
That's me.
You've heard a lot from him already.
Yeah, I've done a lot of the talking. So, Ben, why don't you go ahead and let the people know what we do here?
Well, we solve problems.
Yeah.
Like Vanilla Ice.
Like old-time sleuths.
Like Lucy, who has a 5-cent psychology help booth, Charlie Brown, Peanuts.
Oh, nice, 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 nice.
You got there eventually.
Yeah.
Or I got there.
Like a well-trained therapist.
Yes. Yes. Let's end there. That's what we do on this show. We solve problems, but we don't have a psychology degree. And so...
Some of us don't have any degrees.
When I get my second one, maybe I can share with you.
Oh, yeah. It's like a socialism degree.
Yeah. So on this show, degree or no degree, we flip over tarot cards from the top of a tarot card deck.
And that visual medium is what brings us to your ears today.
Yeah. A great podcast idea. Next, we'll do like a Bob Ross podcast.
Yeah.
Like we'll paint and then we'll
describe it.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Somebody should do that.
People probably are doing that.
So
TM.
On our show, what we do is we describe tarot decks and then we flip over three cards. And in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
And then after that, we do a card of the week.
That's for everyone.
And then we do an outro. And that's for Ben.
For me. But you can listen.
Yeah.
Like my degrees, I share my outro.
Join us, won't you? I guess that takes us up to now, which is when we go to do the thing that we just said we were going to do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to get there because we have a lot of news to break, a lot of scoops.
Do we want to break some news before we get into this place?
I don't know.
Let's just do it. Let's just jump into Queerance Corner.
All right, now play the breaking news sound.
How's that?
You know, the...
Oh, no, I played it.
Oh, that was great. That was the perfect... That was perfect. I like to cue up sound effects so that you have to go do extra work.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Someone's won a prize.
Yeah, somebody finally did it. They called in.
Within 10 minutes of us recording.
And they're getting a prize.
Now...
That was the news.
That was the news. I'm sure that at this point, you probably have like had to pull over. You ran your lawnmower into the house.
You threw your iPod into the forest at the edge of your lawn.
Because you couldn't believe it.
Once you've recovered your iPod and your... Do people still listen to iPods? Is an iPod still a thing?
Is your phone an iPod?
No, your phone's a phone.
Then no.
Okay. Well, don't bother retrieving that iPod. It's worthless. Just use your phone to listen from now on.
Like a normal person.
Come on.
All right. Well, a big congrats to Julia.
Yeah. Thanks, Julia, for calling in within 10 minutes of us recording.
Now?
Winning a prize.
Big prize.
Yeah. The Hermit card from the 78 Carnival Tarot.
That is what we promised on episode, what was it, 110?
112.
112.
Yeah.
No, this is episode 112.
This is episode 112. We promised it on episode 110. You're right.
Yep.
Yep.
So, congrats. Sometimes we really promise the world in those outros, but on episode 110, all we did was promise the Sad Cat Hermit card from the 78 Carnival Tarot.
Luckily for me, because usually it's some random item from my desk or just a whole made up thing.
I feel like maybe she wishes she had called in after episode 111, where at the very least we promised a box of Altoids. Which is at least has more utility than...
And it would be fresh because I don't own a box of Altoids, so I would have to purchase one.
Yeah. Instead, you get a gently used Hermit card. So this leads me to my next question, Brian, which is this like the 4-minute mile? Like somebody, like it's a thing that can't be done and then somebody does it and suddenly everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
So are we just getting calls now left and right after our very secret recording time?
Well, we probably will now that we announced that there's been a winner.
Now that people know that it can be done,
yeah,
they will all do it.
Right. Just like we all started running 4-minute miles.
So let's promise like ice cubes or...
That would be very difficult to deliver.
Bits of string.
Yes. Wonderful. Bits of string.
Pens that we were going to throw out because they were out of ink.
Things that you have around your house already.
Yeah.
Those are the types of
prizes. Oh, that's a great idea. We're going to give. What if in the future we're like, and if you call in within the next 10 minutes, you get ice from your freezer. So just, if you call us, then you go into your freezer and get yourself an ice cube.
I like that. We'll see what happens. There's still 20 plus minutes until the end of this show.
Or like
so.
Starburst that you go to the store and purchase with your own money. If you call in within the next 10 minutes, you can go to the store and buy yourself some Starburst.
Yes. If you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, then you are allowed to finish the cup of coffee you started.
Yes. Although if you're mowing your lawn, like be careful drinking coffee and mowing your lawn.
Yeah. And it is winter time. I mean, it's what, March? That's winter still, isn't it?
But not if you live in like Arizona. Although well, then you don't have
yeah, you're not mowing your lawn anyway.
Good point.
So no one's allowed to be mowing their lawn while they listen to the podcast during the winter.
Yeah. That's just a rule.
That's the rule. If you are listening to the podcast and mowing your lawn and call in, we're not going to take your question.
If we hear the lawnmower in the background.
You just put it on idle. You're like, oh, I've got a call.
Yeah, we don't forget your question. So that leads us into our next big news, which is that in addition to winning the prize, obviously, well, I guess not obviously, I guess you could just call in and say, hi, can I win the prize?
Sure.
But more than that, Julia has also left us a question to answer.
Yes. And here it is.
Hi, my name's Julia, longtime listener, first time caller, calling for my dog. Her name is Dobby, and she has been very, very anxious over the last, I guess, week, following me around, being very aggressive about sitting on my lap. And she's a small dog, very small, Chihuahua mix, so it's not too much of an issue. But I'm just wondering what's going on. Am I okay? Is she okay? Anything the cards could tell us would be great. Thanks. Bye.
We don't get a lot of pet questions.
No. So this is big for us.
Yes. So the dog's name is Dobby, and...
It's an aggressive cuddling dog.
Aggressively cuddly.
But anxiously, aggressively cuddling.
Okay. So it has anxious attachment disorder.
Yes.
I can relate.
That's what this whole podcast is designed to help ease.
This whole thing is just Lucy therapizing me the whole time.
Do you think that this is a sleeper question about you? You are the dog in this metaphor?
Sometimes I believe that none of you actually exist, and this is all just a complex scenario that's running in my head trying
to
solve
Brian.
Problems.
Wake up. Wake up.
No, I've already bought too much coffee today.
All right, let's look at a deck.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on here with Dobby the Chihuahua. Today, we're going to be using the Marigold Tarot.
And here it is. Now, we used this in a live episode.
Yes, we used it in our October episode.
But I don't know that I ever rated it.
You might have, but I didn't put a star rating next to it. Okay. So.
Well, this is a deck that I've had my eye on for a long time. It is a Kickstarter deck, and it's awesome. This deck, it's not shiny, but it has three colors, gold and white and black. So the cards, the background's black, and then all the artwork on them is skeletons doing things, and then gold borders and sort of gold accents. The major arcana cards are amazing. The unfortunate thing is that the minor arcana, they're not really, they're kind of pips. They're like elaborate pips.
Yeah, they're just really fancy pips.
And that does sort of detract a bit because some of the cool imagery on the minor arcana doesn't shine through. But at the same time, the deck is so cool and beautiful that it's a 5-star deck nonetheless.
Nice. 5 stars. Which it may have gotten already one time, but it never got logged. So now it's officially a 5-star deck. How do they shuffle?
Great. 5 stars. 6 stars. Whatever. This is a great deck. I love it. Also, do you ever use pip decks when you read?
Never.
Okay. Because I'm just now thinking you could, and then you could lie.
You could just make up whatever you want to say?
I mean, I do that anyway.
Yeah, I feel like
the
cards have to give better advice than I give, just based on where I am in my life and how far tarot cards have come.
But I'm saying consider like, you know, normally the Four of Wands shows like a happy scene, but maybe that doesn't work with the reading that you're doing. So then you flip over your pip Four of Wands and you're like, this is a card about disaster striking.
And I guess when there's skulls on every deck, you can just say whatever negative thing you want.
Yeah. So let's say whatever negative thing we want about Dobby the Chihuahua and her.
Get ready.
Anxious, aggressive cuddling.
All right. Here we go. Let's find out the recent past.
Flip. Spoiler. We already know it. It was in the question.
The Empress.
Okay. Now, the Empress, there's a, I was going to say a woman, but like, we don't know.
It is traditionally a female figure.
Sure.
But we are not skeleton scientists.
No.
And so there's no way to tell the gender of this particular Empress.
So the Empress is sitting on a throne. The feet are on a lovely padded
like a thing. Little mini ottoman.
Yep. The skeleton is wearing a robe, holding a dagger, and between two ferns.
With Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
So I think this means, I think this Empress is Julia, okay. Our queerant, who is being a mother
to the dog.
So I wonder how long Dobby has been around. So maybe in the recent past, Dobby has joined this family and Julie became the Empress.
All right. Well, let's just intuit how long it's been.
A year and a half.
Okay. Perfect. Next card. Flip.
The present is the Six of Swords.
Okay. This just shows some daggers.
Yes.
Because it's a Six of Swords.
It has three different types of daggers.
And this is a card about taking a journey. Normally, this is the rowboat punting.
Oh, I'm glad you have a good memory. I just stare at things until people tell me what the real picture is.
That's the problem with pip decks. But that's what this card is.
So it's about a journey that you need to go on.
But you don't want to.
You don't necessarily want to go on it.
Is Dobby realizing that she doesn't want to be a part of this family?
Oh, no. I think that would give like a detached attachment instead of the anxious attachment.
Okay.
So maybe Dobby is realizing that the old life that they had isn't going to be coming back. Like,
okay.
From now on, it's just this lap forever.
Yeah, this is the only lap. And so is this anxious, aggressive cuddling a response to like, oh dear, this is all I have, so I better make it count.
Yeah, I better enjoy the heck out of this lap while I can.
Okay, so maybe the shaking isn't anxious shaking. Maybe it's excitement shaking.
Yes, and a little bit of anxiety of like, what happens if this reality gets ripped out from underneath me too?
Mm-hmm.
It's an existential crisis that the dog is having, I think.
This is a deeper than most human questions.
Yes.
Should we go to the future?
Let's see what the future holds for Dobby and Julia.
Flip.
The Ace of Cups.
Okay. The Ace of Cups is here.
Gross.
Because it's a skull, but the top part of the skull has been removed and inside. Perhaps brains, perhaps pomegranates.
What's gross about it is the branch that runs through it, the divider in the skull, which leads me to think
sort of
that
like
that's
a cafeteria tray.
Oh, that's
tray.
Gross also. But like your skull is supposed to be like an empty egg shape inside to hold your brain. But this is not. This is divided into three different pieces. And it's gross.
Well, that's what's going on. But the Ace of Cups really is a positive card.
Yeah, it's the joy of a new relationship.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to fit nicely
it's
with the
story
we've
been
telling.
Pretty on the nose, yeah. Really takes any intuitive reading out of it.
Good, because in our hands, that can be dangerous. So the Ace of Cups, yeah, is all about a new relationship presenting itself. So maybe once Dobby gets through this sort of Six of Swords emotional journey, then there's going to be the birth of a new part of this relationship.
You don't think it's going to be a new pet, do you? When I used to just have one cat, and that cat was a terror and would attack me constantly every time I was around, and I wasn't able to be around as much as the cat would like. So I got another cat for the first cat, and now they play all the time, and when I'm home, they snuggle with me.
Aww.
But they like wear each other out during the day. So I had to get a cat for my cat so that I could be a good cat owner.
Okay, so you think that perhaps Dobby needs another pet in her life to calm down?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they need to have that new relationship in order to be able to feel like they're in a real family.
All right. Well, you said it last, so that must be it.
Is that the advice? Get another dog?
I guess.
All right.
Do we need to go back and sum it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it all back around.
Okay, well, you did a lot of the talking, so should you sum it up or should I sum it up?
I think you should sum it
up. Okay, well, we have in our past the Empress, which we've interpreted as Julia, the mother of Davi. And she is there kind of providing for the dog and has taken in this dog in the last year and a half. And in the process, Davi has come to realize, like, oh, dear, this is it. This is the life that I have. The old life is gone. That's the Six of Swords. And she's transitioning and anxious because she wants to make this one count. But perhaps what's going to help Davi make this one count is a new relationship, possibly with a new dog.
Or maybe a new cat.
Or a new raccoon. People have raccoon pets.
Yeah, you could get a ferret.
A lizard.
A marmot.
What's a marmot?
It's like an aquatic mammal.
Okay.
Like an otter, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so any
what
of those.
What about plant?
Huh, do dogs like plants?
I don't think so.
Cats like plants.
Cats like plants a lot. I don't think dogs do. What if it's a new bone?
Yes, maybe. Because so when I used to have dogs, they would chew up those rawhide bones and they get all slimy and nasty and get all over everything.
Yep.
Maybe the solution is a new bone that doesn't have any residue that Davi can chew on Julia's lap. So Davi's not as anxious, but Julia also doesn't have like all the goo and nastiness.
Yeah. Although I feel like our original answer was get another dog.
Get another dog. Yeah.
So probably should stick with that.
All right. Yeah. So forget that bone. It probably doesn't exist.
I mean, you could do it anyway.
You can try.
You're the Empress. You have to be the provider.
Yes. All right. Well, Julia, Davi.
And new dog.
And the new dog. I hope that helped. Write back in or call back in and
let us know how the new dog's going.
Yeah, but you are no longer eligible to call in and get prizes.
Oh, you can't call in after you've won.
Because you've already gotten a prize.
I think that makes sense.
So email us your
dog picks.
Dog picks and mailing address, and we will get you that card. Spoiler alert, I'm going to send you the whole deck because I don't need a deck that's broken.
Holy crap, the prize just multiplied by 70. Well, I guess 78. That's how math works.
Yeah, I think there's like 80 or 81.
Oh, yeah,
cards
there's extra
in the deck.
Cards in that deck. So really, you've gone above and beyond.
Yeah, you hit the jackpot, Tiger.
What a day. A call. A prize.
A dog.
A dog.
A new dog.
A new dog.
Wow. What an exciting day. If I was 10 years old, this would be like the best day of my life.
Well, should we go to Card of the Week?
I think we should. Oh, wait. We need to, before we jump into Card of the Week, we should thank Julia.
Yeah.
And Davi.
As you noisily pull decks out of boxes. Boxes out of boxes. But yes, thank you, Julia. Thank you, Davi.
And thanks to the new dog. That'll be really exciting. Now, let's go ahead and jump into Card of the Week. Here we are, Card of the Week. And this week, we are using the Wild Unknown Tarot.
Now, Brian, we have to come clean.
Let's do it.
With the lols. You're adopted.
Whoa. I didn't know we were going to let them know like that. But yeah, you're all adopted.
That's not the real announcement. The real announcement is that against all odds, Brian has run out of tarot decks.
Yep. We went through almost every single deck that I have, which is like 133 decks, which makes sense because we use two decks per episode.
Yeah. So what we have to do this week and next week and in subsequent weeks until Brian writes this injustice is we're digging back into the deck archive. And now that we're older or wiser, well, some of us, Brian's much older.
And no wiser.
And no wiser. We're going to go back and look at some decks that we've reviewed. A little re-review now that we know much more about tarot than we did so many years ago. So this deck, the Wild Unknown Tarot deck, was last rated September 25th, 2017. And the old rating doesn't matter.
That was before the rating system existed.
Okay. So before the rating system even existed, we used this deck in late 2017, a year and a half ago. And so now, with fresh eyes, we'll go back to the Wild Unknown Tarot deck and re-rate it.
The Wild Unknown is a pretty popular deck among readers. I see it a lot online. And a lot of people new to tarot, this is one of the first decks that they pick up, even though it's not a Rider-Waite clone.
Yeah, why?
Because it's not human representation, so it's easier to have an intuitive reading, and it's easier to have a reading where you can feel like you're represented.
I can do an intuitive reading without cards.
Well, not everyone's gifted like us.
Okay, that's accurate.
Hopefully most people are not gifted like us.
Hopefully not. This is all we have. Okay, so as Brian mentioned, the Wild Unknown Tarot deck does not have humans in it. Instead, it has animals, and the cards are black and white pencil drawings, but then some of them have selectively colored bits. The card is definitely not a Rider-Waite clone.
No.
The deck is what I meant to say. So it's just, I mean, it is also like Pips Plus.
It is Pips Plus, yeah. It's a whole different system from the Rider-Waite system, and it's not quite Pips, but it might as well be if you're going off of a Rider-Waite mindset.
Also, you know this deck hasn't been used in a while because this was before you learned how to shuffle cards the right way. I learned how to shuffle cards the right way. I'm going to go... I'm between 3 and 4 stars.
Yeah? Should we wait until after we draw?
Yes.
All right, let's see how this pulls.
The cards are kind of... They're not sticky like you ate something and then touched them. They just are like sticky.
They're not slick?
No, they're not. Yeah, they're very... They have a lot of friction. They're on the lower end of shuffleability.
Keep that in mind when you do your rating.
Okay, here we are. Card of the week. Wait, we haven't even said what the card of the week is.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's for most people, right?
I mean, everyone.
Are there people that it's not for?
No. Also, now that Davi's asked a question on the podcast, it's for dogs too.
And since Davi's question invited my cats into it, then I guess it's for cats also.
What about marmots?
Definitely marmots. Mongooses? Mongeese?
Interesting.
We'll get back to you on that one. Ferrets, gerbils. I have a mouse.
That's true.
It's for every living sentient being.
I was going to say, what about lichen?
Maybe. The idea of a sentient being, something that is able to think and act on its own, is a really interesting idea, right? Like, it's something, it's how I judge, like, what things I will eat and what I won't eat. It's how I respect some animals or just like step on an ant or
this
whatever.
Superficial comedy podcast is getting very deep.
Well, I didn't just learn this word, but it just like came back into my awareness of sapience, like being a sapient being in addition to being a sentient being.
What does that mean?
It's you're self-aware. You're aware of yourself as a concept.
Okay.
And so like, that's the difference between humans and, say, dogs. Like, dogs are just aware of their survival instincts. They're aware of the things that they need to do to keep going, and they're aware of, like, relationships that they have within their pack and stuff. But they're not able to, like, do something wrong and then reflect on the fact that they did something wrong and that makes them feel bad. And so they try not to do that thing again, and they don't have a sense of self.
I heard about this thing called the mirror test, which is how they test for if animals are self-aware.
Uh-huh.
And they show the animal a picture of themselves in the mirror to see, like, how the animal reacts and if the animal knows that it's them.
Mm.
And I think elephants can pass this mirror test.
I think elephants are super, super smart.
Yeah, so I think elephants can pass that test, and dogs can't. But the person who is telling me this, who was on a podcast, it was not a person directly, they're telling a lot of people, and dogs, and lichen.
It was their card of the week segment.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that dogs can't pass the test, but also dogs interact with the world primarily through smell. So if there was like a smell mirror test, maybe they could.
Interesting. Yeah, if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, then you're going to think it's stupid, right?
Yes.
Is it climb a tree or ride a bike?
I've never heard the expression, but either work. Well, after that philosophical break, card of the week?
Let's do it.
Flip.
The Seven of Wands.
Man, who thought they were going to get education in addition to advice today?
Did they get education?
We taught them about the mirror test and sapience.
That's true, yeah.
So, TBD if this podcast is for lichen or not.
TBD if we are sentient or sapient here in the podcast studio.
Probably not. I don't feel bad about anything.
You need to describe the card.
I do need to describe the card, which is the central image is a long stick that's on fire, and the background is black, but where the fire is, it's like pushing away the black to a white background. And then there's six other white sticks in the foreground.
That is a good description. And here is what the giant white book says. This is a novel-sized book, really well put together. It says, Seven of Wands. Keywords, courage, inner strength. A single wand stands up tall, ablaze with light. The others fall away in shadow. Such is the story of the Seven of Wands. You'll not find any strength or support from others, only yourself. It's time to be truly courageous and stand up for your beliefs. You may feel overwhelmed with caution and fear, but your internal fire will guide the way.
Davi.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Davi. It's kind of a lonely card.
It's a lonely card, but also sort of an empowering card.
Yeah, like you're going to have to do this on your own, but you can do this.
Yeah. And so that's the advice for this week. Whatever's troubling you, know that you have to solve it on your own. You can't rely on others, but you have the power to solve it.
Yeah, you have the courage and inner strength.
Davi.
That wraps up the card of the week.
Now I have to rate it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I haven't yet. And I'm still torn. It's like a 3+. So I have to decide what side I want to come down.
Yeah, you're going to go up or down?
I'm going to go down. I'm going to say 3.
All right. Wild Unknown gets a 3. All right. Here we are in the outro. Ben's favorite part. I want to say thanks to Julia and Davi and whatever you name your
new dog.
And congrats on your new dog. Deck of cards and your new dog.
So now we have to thank everyone else.
Yes.
Thank the rest of you for being here.
The rest of you laws, thanks for sticking around through
all the other
this.
Dogs and lichen and marmots and humans alike.
Mongeese. Let's have just a quick moment of silence for any laws we lost along the way. All right.
So you can find us online at amateurtarot.com. That's a website where you can ask us your or your dog's questions and also look at pictures of the decks so you can agree or disagree with my ratings.
You can call us. You can call in a question or text in a question.
Like Julia.
Like Julia did at 314-325-6047.
And if you call, if you're not Julia and you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording, we'll give you the change that you found in your own couch.
Be sure and let us know how much you won.
We have social media at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram, /Amateur Tarot at Facebook, and /group/Amateur Tarot also on Facebook.
And
/Amateur Tarot on MySpace.
Yeah. Be sure and hit us up on MySpace. I got a cool My Chemical Romance song playing in the background.
Brian... Well, he's also online at zenironman.com. Nope.
No, I'm not at zenironman.
He doesn't own that. Just Twitter, at zenironman.
I think I do own that, but I don't think it is anything.
Okay. Well, he's at zenironman on Twitter, less and less, apparently.
And Ben is on imakingallthisup.com on
the same
the
amount as usual.
And there he weekly transforms you into something worth being.
I like that. Well, that's a great description. I appreciate the immense power you bestowed upon me. The end of this episode is going to be like 5 hours long. There's so much great content to put at the end of the episode.
I'm just going to leave it all in.
Okay. Great. What I was trying to say is that you said, I weekly do this. And I know you mean W-E-E-K, like every week. But I very weekly, W-E-A-K-O-Y.
Yes.
Transform you.
But when he says weekly like that, he just means he does it gingerly. He's very soft about it.
Well, so I'm just, here we go. This is like the tangent episode. In math, there's like greater than, and then there's also like greater than or equal to.
Mm-hmm.
And greater than is strictly greater, and greater than or equal to is weekly greater, because it doesn't have to be greater. So now I'm imagining like I weekly transform you. So like I do, but also maybe... It's just the same. It's just equal to what you were now, which I think is actually a great premise of my website.
That's pretty accurate. Like if you work through my stuff, you will either be as good as you are now or slightly better.
Yeah. No worse.
Yeah. The definition of weekly better is it's not going to hurt you.
Exactly.
So just do it. I'm making all this up.com.
Now, what will strictly make this podcast greater is if you rate and review it on iTunes.
That's a full-on greater than.
Yes. That will help other people find us and listen to us and soothe our egos.
And finally, it's thank you too. And I want to say thank you to animal shelters.
Okay, that's good. In the arms of the angels.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real. I hope hope nobody can hear my stomach rumbling on the podcast. I don't know what I'm going to do about lunch.
You go to Starbucks.
I was thinking about going to the hot dog place. Ooh, it's closed on Sunday.
Yeah, it is closed on Sundays. So yeah,
I'll probably just eat like peanut butter and jelly.
That's probably healthier than a hot dog.
Well, yeah, but not as good.
True. But pigs are sentient.
Yeah, certainly. Peanut butter is not.
The hot dog place does have veggie dogs, though, which are pretty tasty.
I probably would have had that. Dang, but it's not open.
This whole circular argument. This is a Seven of Wands moment for you.
Because I have to do it on my own?
Yeah,
I have to go make my own hot dog?
You have to do it on your own.
I will make my own hot dog.
You need to have the courage to do that.
But like, a hot dog is just, this is going to be great at the end of the show. The hot dog is just like the leftover stuff.
Yeah.
So like, is a veggie dog just like when you cut vegetables and like you're cutting off like the stems and stuff?
Yeah.
That's just the veggie dog.
It's all the lips and elbows of vegetables.
Yeah, it's just the leftover bits. It's like the stalk of the broccoli.
Just so you have the same quality of stuff. Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to eat green onions. My grandma would have a tall glass of water by each of our plates, and it would have like three or four green onions sticking out of it.
Huh.
And then a little pile of salt on the table next to each person's cup. And you would take the green onion out and dip the white part in and eat the white part.
What about the green part?
You don't eat that part.
Huh. I mean, it could be good.
Yeah, I guess it's like eating onions with salt, but not like eating full force onions.
I like onions.
I'm not a fan of raw vegetables, which is tough because I don't eat sentient things either.
But do you eat?
A lot of peanut butter and jelly.